okay? And the recording probably won't go up till night tonight because I'm going to be here till late. So the recording probably will go up tomorrow morning. Joe is around from after this class until around 4, you said?
Yes.
And I'm actually going to be here today till around 6:15 or so. So if anybody has any questions, I'll probably be in my office in K-112. And I'll also maybe be in here or in another lab part of the time. So I'm around today as well. So if you have problems with the HTML, come see one of us. Some of you have actually passed in the whole HTML. I haven't gone over it all, so that's great, but I wasn't expecting it until after I'd gone over the things that I'm going over today, because some of the things that you have to do on the page, we haven't covered yet. So last time, we got as far as, which one did we stop at? The list, I think.
We did headers.
We did headers, okay. Yeah. And CSS headers, right?
I'm not sure about the CSS.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the CSS headers. So if I click on CSS headers, this is the page that comes up, okay? So again, what we're looking at is HTML with CSS embedded in it. And CSS stands for Cascading Style Sheets. So if I right-click on my page and click on View Page Source, and I'm in Firefox, okay, it comes up with the code. And I'm going to make the code a little smaller so we can see. Okay, so there's the code. So what I want is the HTML, and that's down at the bottom. And then I added in the style because it would have all been just black and white if I hadn't done that. So I can start out by looking at the HTML, and then we'll look at how the code works. So I said, okay, on the HTML, I want to put out a bunch of headers. And there are 6 layers of headers. Header 1 has a big font. Header 2 is slightly smaller. Header 3 is smaller. And down to header 6 is kind of tiny. The headers all also write a blank line after them. So when I say I want a header, it will put out the header and it will write a blank line after it. It also makes the header bold because it assumes that you want a header to stand out. So anything with the H1 through H6 is going to be bold and is going to have a blank line after it. Okay. Then I moved over and said, okay, now I want to write a paragraph. And so I have a paragraph there. And the paragraph starts out by saying, this is an introduction to HTML. Then after that, I put 2 BRs. And BRs are like hitting enter on your keyboard. They move down a line. So every time I put in a BR, it moves down a line. Okay? So I move down 2 lines. And on the second line, okay, I move down 1 to a blank line, move down another one. And on the second line, I wrote the rest of the paragraph. Because notice the paragraph started here, and it ends over here. So I wrote the rest of the paragraph. Now, paragraphs also get a blank line after them. Instead of a paragraph, I can use a division, which is DIV. And DIV acts like a paragraph, except that it doesn't have a blank line when the paragraph is over, when the division is over. And a paragraph has a blank line when it's over. Okay? Then the next thing I wrote is a list. And I did an ordered list. OL means ordered list. And inside it, I have three list items. LI stands for list items. So I have three list items. And then I close the OL. Okay. Everything that I do inside there is done with tags. And I have open and closed tags on almost everything. The exception is BR. BR does not have a closed tag. Now, there were previous versions of HTML that had a BR have a slash after it. So it's BR space slash, because they wanted everything to have a slash to close it. So they decided they'd mix the open and close together and have BR space slash as the tag. And then it would be kind of an open and close. Okay. An idea I never quite understood why they bothered, but anyway. Then the next line after the list, I have written something and I didn't put it in a container. On the whole, it's considered better to put things in a container. A container would be a paragraph, a division, a header. This one isn't in a container, but I can do it. And notice it worked just fine. It is coming up here, and it's working fine. But it's not considered the best way of coding. Okay, and then after I just wrote that line, I did a BR to skip down a line. And then I put in an unordered list. And an unordered list gives me the kind of bullet in front of it. Okay, and so I have three list items there, and they each have a bullet in front of them. Then I close the UL, which is the unordered list. I close the body, and I close the HTML. Okay, so this would have been a very simple page, and in fact, the page for this is the previous one. If I go back and just look at headers, there's the page. So that's what it looks like with no CSS. Okay, view page source. That's what it looks like with no CSS. Now I want to make it look more interesting, so I am putting in color and changing where it's going and all of that. Okay? So I have my view page source. I probably already have that open, but anyway. So now I'm adding color. And I said, okay, for the body, I want the background color to be beige. So the way I do this is I write in the head area the word style. And then I write after it, text is CSS. Type equals text CSS, which tells it that I'm doing CSS here. In fact, that doesn't have to be written. Style now defaults to CSS if you just write the style tag. So then I pick these tags and I say the body, which is the whole thing. I want the body to have a background color of beige and to have a foreground color of brown. So I want it to be beige and brown. Now, some of the things are other colors, and that's because I've got other settings going on. But the default color for the body is going to be brown. Okay, so if I don't tell it otherwise, it will be brown. Now, with the H1, I'm telling it otherwise. Because I said anything with a tag of H1, I would like to be red. And so the H1 header is now red. And I said, and also I would like it to be aligned in the center. So I write the CSS word, which is text-align, colon. And then I can pick center, left, or right. I want it in the center, so I pick center. Okay? And again, if you want to look up what the style is, you can go to W3 Schools and they give you a very good outline of these things. Okay. So then I said, okay, the H2, I would like to be blue, and I want it to be aligned over to the right. The H3, I want to be green, and I want it to be aligned in the center. And the UL, the list that I made, there was in a UL, okay, an unordered list, I want it to be red. And so everything within the UL, within the unordered list, it made red. So that's adding style to my sheet. Adding color and style, meaning move it over to the center and do all those good things. Okay? The key thing here is to remember the closed style. Because if you don't remember the closed style, you're going to get very strange results. Okay? So you want to remember to close the style. The browsers are incredibly forgiving about a lot of mistakes you make, but that one it doesn't forgive you for.
I have a question. So I just looked at my page, and I never closed any. I closed my style, but I didn't close the body or my paragraph or anything, and it's still. So I mean, obviously
it still
that's
works.
Not right. That's not like good practice, obviously.
That's not good
okay.
practice, but it works.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the browsers understand that their audience is made up of people putting up a page about their puppy dog,
mm-hmm.
and people putting up a page to get payroll information and process your pay. So basically, they accept a lot of things that don't exactly meet the rules.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
When I first learned to write HTML, I never closed anything because there was never any emphasis on that. So if you look back at some old things I wrote, I probably didn't close anything in sight, but they still work just fine, okay? If you take a course in this, this is a week we're talking about it, but mm-hmm. if you take a whole course in this, I'd start being, you got to make this validate.
Mm-hmm.
There is a validator that you can go to, and it checks the code and tells you if you wrote the code correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to flunk the validator,
okay?
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to it. But that's fine for this course.
Will it tell you what you did wrong?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
It will.
Yeah.
And so, but for this course, what I basically want to do is be able to make a web page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not going to get into all of the bells and whistles. So you're okay.
Okay.
All right, questions?
I do have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
So instead of doing unordered list and ordered list for the color, like I did LI because I wanted them both the same
yep.
color, that's what works.
That works too.
Okay.
But if you did LI, both of these would have turned red.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they both have LIs in them.
Okay.
And I simply wanted the unordered list to turn red, so I used the UL.
Okay.
If I had wanted both my lists to turn red, I could have had UL, and I could have also put OL, or I could just put LI, meaning all the LIs should turn red.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into this more, and we're not going to do that in this class, there are ways you can set up classes so you can make every LI a different color if you want, and you can do a lot of interesting things with it. But as I said, we're spending about a week on this, so we're not going there. If anybody gets interested, my CIS 122 page is about that, and you can go look up a lot of things there. Okay, so now we're going to go to the next one, which is an image. So I want to put an image on here. Okay, so I'm adding an image. And I asked you to put an image and to include a picture of yourself. In hopes that I'll sooner or later know who everybody is. But here's the page, and I've now included an image. So I'm going to do View Page Source. And you want to bring it up and do the same thing so that you can see it. Okay. So I've got View Page Source. And this time I don't have any headers. I made a paragraph. and I made a paragraph that says this is an introduction to HTML, VR, VR, now I'm going to make, etc. And I made that a paragraph, and up above I said I want the paragraph to be text-aligned to the center, and I want the font size to double. So 2EM will double the font size. Okay, so 2EM is a way of saying take the default font size and make it twice as big. So I now have the body, and I didn't give it a background color, so it stayed white. I said that the font, I wanted to have a default of red. So that's why that paragraph is red, because it is taking the default. The default for the font is red. Okay, and I didn't set a color in my paragraph. If I wanted a different color, I could have put color blue in my paragraph, and then it would have been blue. So now on the next thing, I say image source. And this is, here I want an image, and the source equals CISAGIF. That's the name of the image. And so it will put that image in. Now, the problem with this is that that image, in order to work, has to be in the same directory as the page. Okay? It's not going to go looking over your whole hard drive or looking over the whole server to find the image. It's got to be in the same directory as your page. If it's not, that's fine. But you've got to put a whole address in there so it can find it. So if it's not in the same directory, you have to put an address in there so that it can find it. Now, when you send this to me, you're going to attach your web page and attach your image. Okay? I will store them. I have a directory for all of you on my computer. So I have a directory for each one of you. I will put your page and your image in that directory. Then I will open your page and it can find your image. Okay? Because they will be in the same directory. So the CISGIF has to be in the same directory or folder as your page. Or you need the address. So if you decide to link to an image that is out on the web, then you've got to put in the whole address so that it can find that image. Okay, you've got to put in the address so that it can find the image. The easiest way of doing it is obviously to just put the image name and send me the image. And it's very case sensitive. Okay? So I've got CIS in capitals A in lowercase. I've got .gif in lowercase. That has to be the name that the image has. Okay? The image can't have the gif in uppercase or it's not going to work. It's very case sensitive. Okay? Now, the other thing to notice about this is that, like BR, there is no end tag for image. Okay, so there is no close image. There's just the image tag. There's no close image. Everything else has a close image, and BR don't. And then I went and I set up an unordered list and an unordered list, and this time I did use the LI. And I said, I want LI, I want color green. So all of my list items are green. Okay. So this is how I get an image on my page. Questions? I know there are questions. There have to be questions. Please.
Can you insert JPEG? Like, because I found trouble when I was like doing that, like a different. I was trying to do .jpeg and I wouldn't.
It would be fine.
I don't know.
But it has to be the same case. And JPEG can be written with or without an E.
Okay.
Okay, sometimes it's JPG, sometimes it's JPEG. Mm-hmm. And so it has to be exact. Mm. But yes, it should. It will take any of the standard, you know, image types.
Okay.
Okay. This one just happened to be a GIF. So now, I'm going to center that image. So if I have a centered image, now I've centered the image. I want it to be centered. And they have changed the rules about this. So now it is a little different. So I want the image to be centered. So I say, display block, margin left auto, margin right auto. And that tells it that it should be centered. So right down here, if I put this in, it will be centered. So I say I can't use text align center, which I can use with text. I need to center it by writing, I want to display this as a block. I want the margin left auto, margin right auto. And what that means to it is the margin left and margin right should be the same. Okay, the auto means they should be the same. And if they're the same, then it's going to be centered.
And yeah. What does the block mean?
That it's not, it's a separate thing as opposed to inline, which means it's being put in the same line as something else. This is a kind of standalone block, yeah. Say that again? Yes, and we're not going there, but yes, you can. Okay? You can look up the CSS and figure out how to do that. It's going into CSS and coming up with border, yes?
I tried to center my lists, and it centered the text, but not
Yeah, I know.
It does not...
Not happy with that.
Okay.
Have you figured out a solution to that, Joe?
To center a list?
Yeah, and not have the bullets off to the side a little? Yeah, no, I can't. Does anybody have a solution? Some of you that know HTML, yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but in high school when I had to do HTML news list, I used CSS to change the dot to make it just not appear at all.
Yeah, no, that would do it. And not make the dot appear would definitely do it.
Well, I also have ordered list.
Huh?
I have ordered
list, too. Right.
Those also stay off to the left.
Yeah.
I did it on my web page. It's pretty much the same thing you do with navigation list. It's to get the bullets off. It's text decoration, you gotta set that as none, and then a line, you wanna put that in order to go from left to right. A line, I believe you put that as left, and it'll read straight through. And I mean, to put it in the center, all you've gotta do is put, hold on, let me pull up my page.
I'll tell you what, because you're getting complicated, and I'm not following you, so nobody else is. Maybe somebody is. Send it to me, okay? Send me a copy of the page.
Oh, I did.
Huh?
I did.
Well, now, I mean today or something, so I can find it. Okay. And then I will look at it and put it out so other people can see it. I will go over it on Thursday, okay?
Okay.
Because there's clearly got to be a way. I just do not remember it. Yeah.
Getting back to the image, so if you go use the margin left, margin right, center it, if you would try to right align it, would you just use margin left? So if you wanted to align the image on the right side of the page?
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to get into that, again, go to my CIS 122 class,
okay.
And there's a whole series of things about aligning images.
Okay.
Okay? But, you know, the problem is, if I start going down all these wonderful paths.
Yeah, you'll never get through the content.
That's right. And we're just trying to get the basics out. My CIS 122 class has a lot of the answers, or you can just look them up on the web.
Okay.
W3 schools will have a lot of the answers. Okay. So that is how you can center a image. Okay. Actually, go ahead. Let's go ahead and try that. You did a page last Thursday. You started. Try bringing up that page and putting an image on the page. And you can just put any image you want. If you can't find an image anywhere, just right-click on mine and do Save Image As, and you can have my image. Okay, so if you right-click on my page and just do Save and click on the image and do Save Image As, then you've got my image. Or you can use another image. But just experiment for a few minutes getting an image on the page that you made last Thursday. You know, you started a page last Thursday. So just try getting an image on there. If you have questions, let us know. If you want some help. That's why Joe comes to this class, so we have plenty of help. So if you need help, ask, please. Yeah.
I'm just trying to set it up. I'm trying to teach myself here how to like, set up the actual HTML so I can actually start
okay.
And stuff. So.
Yeah. If you go to my kind of the introductory ones I went over.
Okay.
You can really kind of just copy and paste if you want to one and use it. You copy it into Notepad and save it with the .html extension.
Okay, that's the same way.
So if you go to maybe the one that says CSS list or something, and then just do a view page source, copy and paste that into Notepad, and then save it. And then you can doctor that up. Okay? You weren't here, I'm assuming, Tuesday, right?
No,
Thursday.
I was here. I just...
Okay.
So we're going to...
Yeah, that's part of your job here. Is if the person sitting next to you is having a question, see if you can answer it. You'll learn lots more if you answer the questions. Because everybody's going to have questions. Is anybody having trouble with the image? You gotta
speak up if you haven't had.
Yeah.
When you do the image, does it always have to be in close or?
Yes.
And if we're going to do the style on it, like the center, do we just do the, like, do we do the equal sign or whatever? Like, so up top, if we do, like, image, so we do IMGSRC.
Wait a minute.
Well, it's no big deal. Whatever, I can meet.
So what were you asking?
No, when you attach the image, you always have to do that.
Yes. Oh, that was all. That was
easy.
She had a question. Since I got
you. Sorry, I'm just wondering about the style of it. So if I want to center it, right, do I do this or with the tag I would use? I can probably just look on horizontal.
Well, make sure you wrap it in curly braces.
Yeah, so I do that after though, right? So like that's my LI. And then that one, so then I just kind of like this. And then I do like So it would be, you'll figure out what exactly it is, whether it's not text to line, but it wouldn't be text to line, right?
Oh, yeah, I could do margins for that.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was going to
ask. The source equals can go away.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking. Yeah. Alright, so it's just nine. Okay, cool.
I'm just trying to figure out on this computer, like, how would I go into editing this? Like, I can't log in this. How would I jump into this? So I'm basically just trying to steal this. This one. So how would I go about editing it?
You'd have to go to your original file. So it's like a notepad.
Yeah, because this is essentially my notepad. Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, I'm going to go over in a minute, but people still have questions. If you're done with the image, take a look at the table and see if you can figure out how that works. And I'll go over it. But if you're done with the image and a board, take a look at the table and see how that works.
No, we want to open it with Notepad or just a regular text editor.
Yeah, but I've just been talking about it. I don't know how to associate it with what I'm trying to work with, so yeah, I'm open.
And you can open the HTML file there, and that should give you the go here.
I figured out the list problem.
Okay, what is
it? On W3 Schools, if you go to CSS.
Wait a minute.
Okay, then now.
Actually, let me just get another one of these.
Like, how do I get that?
Okay, so go to W3 Schools.
Go ahead and format. All right, so for some reason it's putting everything in a straight line, so made it basically like.
And again, what should I do now?
I went to Learn CSS.
Okay.
And then open it. It will. Okay.
And I pulled up the drop down menu again and went to CSS list.
Where did you locate that as far as
I think I'm going to be one
CSS
of three.
CSS list.
On the drop down. Okay,
thank you. We're somewhere in this building.
This one?
I can't find you. Just go to the help.
The one that's open already.
Okay, why am I not seeing what is open
where
already?
Where is it? CSS tutorial on the left side, and then it says
yes.
Home. Yeah, go all the way down to where it says CSS
okay.
List.
Okay, I was looking for.
Too far.
There you go. Okay.
And then if you scroll down. Where it says position the list item markers.
Position the list item markers.
Yep. You have to use the list style position each side, and that'll make it centered if you have the text centered.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about, yeah, right. Mm. Now I understand why I don't remember. You're kidding. Not
like
sure I ever
credit.
Knew it. Okay. I will take a picture of that so it's out in my notes, folks, if you want to find it. Okay. The next one is making a table. So take a look at table. And this is setting up a table that you can put things in, which is really kind of nice because I have cells on the table and I can put things in them. So I set up a table down here. I just said table. Okay? And then I have to do a TR for the rows on the table. So TR stands for the rows. So I said, okay, I'm going to make a row, and then TD is the column in the row. And so it's this right here. And the other TD is over here. So I said, the first TD is going to say, this is the first cell of the table. And the second TD is going to have my image inside it. So I can actually put the image in there. Now notice it took the image and sized the table so that it would hold the image. And it did that automatically. I didn't have to do anything. When I put an image in there, it just sized it. And it made the other one, the line that I wanted to write, in the middle. And then I closed the row, so I closed the TR, and that took care of the first row. And then I said, okay, now I want another row, so I put a TR, and I put in two TVs with information that I wanted to put in the cells, okay? And if I had more information than would fit, it would have resized again. So I have two TDs there, each one closes. Then I close that row, and I close the table. So this is just kind of a nice way that if you have a bunch of information, you can put it in a table like this. And then I wanted the lines around the table, so I said the table should have a border that is solid and thick. And if you go to W3 schools, they'll give you all kinds of tables you can have. Borders you can have, dotted, dashed, all kinds of tables, borders. And then I said, and then each TV, I want to have a border of solid thin. So there's a thick border around the whole table, and around each cell is a thin border, okay? And the TV is the cell, and so around each cell is the thin border. And I did that with style. Okay? Now my body, I had set the color to navy, which meant the font, any of the words that I wrote were going to be navy. It also took that as the color for the table. If I wanted a different color for the border of the table, I could have put it in under here in the table. But I just took the default color. Okay? So that makes a table. And then the next one centers that table.
My picture is so huge, it looks like crazy.
Yes.
It looks ridiculous.
And the best thing to do, you can size an image with width and height, but it is recommended that when you want to have a different size image, you go into something like Paint and reduce the size of the image and save it under a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because when you load a page, if you have got it changing sizes, then it has to rechange the structure of the page as it's loading, and that slows down the page being loaded. And so it is better to go into Paint or some other graphic tool and make it smaller and then save it under a different name and use that name in your page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you put multiple images on the same line?
Say that again?
How do you put multiple images on the same line?
Just one right after another. If you don't put anything in between, they'll go on the same line. But in fact, this table is a good way of doing that. Make only one row, don't put the borders on it, put one image here, they're very nicely aligned. So this table is actually a nice way of doing that.
But would the sizes matter? So, or would they all
yeah.
have to be the same size?
Well, not the same, it will size to the bigger.
Okay,
but again, go into Paint
mm-hmm.
and make them the same size
mm-hmm.
if that matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get them the same size. Okay. Yeah?
You could also resize the image straight from the image code.
Yes. Yeah. You can put the height and width in, but the point is then that in loading the page, it kind of has to... It takes longer to load a page if it has to resize a bunch of images. Okay. So on this one, when I wanted this to be in the center, I put that I wanted the table to be margin auto, which is the same as writing margin left auto, margin right auto. That means both margins should be automatic, which means they both should be the same size. So, to center the table, I simply put in margin auto, and that will center the table. Now, the next thing I want to look at is a little bit about addresses. So I'm going to go back and go to the one that's up near the top that says HTML5 link page. It's the third one down, HTML5 link page. Okay. So here is how I set up links to another page. So if I look at the view source on this, I set up links to another page using A, which is anchor, href. Now, this one I purposely, this one doesn't work. So this one will give you an error because there is no new page.html. There is an another page.html, so that one will work. So I have A href equals, and I have that page. Now this is like when I talked about an image. Both pages have to be in the same directory. So this page has to be in the same directory as the page is sitting in, as the current page. Because again, you don't want it having to go and look. It can't go and look every place that it could possibly be. So it has to be in the same directory as the current page, or you need an address. So if it's not in the same directory, you need an address. And again, when you send things to me, I will store them all in your directory. And so they will be in the same directory. Okay? So that these kinds of things will work fine if you send me this page and you send me another page.html, I will put them both in the same directory and it would work. Okay? But they have to be both in the same directory or else I've got to have an address situation going on. Okay, so if I click on another page here, it brings up a page. If I click on new page, it gives me an error. Okay, because I don't have a page for that. So it gives me an error. Okay. Now, if you look at where this page is stored, this page is stored in a directory that I have, which is pgrocer.net. Okay, that's my home. And I've got a directory called pgrocer.net. In pgrocer.net, I have a folder called CIS17. In that CIS17, I have a folder called HTML. In the HTML, I have a folder called HTML5, and finally, I get to that page, okay? So essentially, I've got pgrocer.net, and then underneath it, I have the directory CIS17, and underneath that, I have a directory called HTML, and underneath that, I have a directory called HTML5, and underneath inside that, I have an HTML5 link page .html. So in there, I have a folder. Okay, so I have my pgrocer is my home. In pgrocer, I have a folder or directory called CIS17. Within CIS17, I've got one called HTML. Within HTML, I've got one called HTML5. And then finally, you find my page. So, if I want to have this one be linked, I've got to have this one in that same directory. I've got to put that down there too, so that it's in the same directory, and if it's the same directory, it will find it. Okay, so my another, I saw, what was it called? I don't remember. Or whatever it was called. What?
Another page.
Another page? Okay, if I called it another page.html, that's got to be in that same directory so that it can find it. Okay? The last thing you want to do is searching through all of these, searching through all of these, searching through all, etc. And then all my other side directories. I have, you know, hundreds of directories, and you don't want it having to search through all of them. Okay? So it has to be in the same directory if I'm going to find it, or I need to give it an address. Okay? Questions? And what did I just do?
So in command prompt, like, so if you want to like leave a message like for the for the IT whatever, looking at the source information, like can you do like pound sign or whatever? Like you can like in I think it's Office or something.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different things in the CIS 121 class.
Yeah,
you'll get a lot of this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now I'm going to look at a couple of others that are links. And one of them is called More Links. Okay. So, if I wanted to link to my home page, is under www.pbroser.net, and this is not actually not my homepage. My homepage is index.html. That's an interesting comment, so let me backtrack a minute. When you put in my website, which is www.pbroser.net, you don't put in the name of a file, or you don't have to. It will go to my area, and it will find the page called index.html. So index.html is my home page. Okay? So when that home page comes up, its name is index.html. Okay? So index.html is my home page. And so everybody, when they make a website, they want to be able to just give out the address, pbroser.net. And so they make the home page index.html. And then it will open, when it goes to that site, it will open index.html. And I think home.html and main.html also work. Okay, I always use index.html. So here are some links. And if I click on that first link, which is linked to the CIS 120 page, I can write that by writing ahreference equals. A stands for anchor, and then hreference means the reference that I want to go to, equals, and then I put in the whole address, which is http://www.pbroser.net. And then the name of the 120 page is CIS, is PFG CIS120.html. So I'm giving it the complete address there. Okay, I'm giving it the complete address, and so it can easily find my page. Okay, I'm telling it this is a new website, or it's a website, rather, located at www.pgrosser.net, CIS120. So if you go back to my home page and you click on the 120, you're going to see that that's the address where you're at. Okay, so if you go to my home page and you click on the 120, that's the address you're going to be at. Okay, so here's my home page, which is pgrosser.net. And this page is actually index.html. And then if I click on CIS 120, notice the address that comes up. Okay? It's that address right there. So that's the address that comes up. So when I say go to pgrosser.net, CIS120.html, there's the address that comes up. Okay, I'm going to that page. Questions? So now the next one that I'm going to look at is this, the second one, link to a file in a subfolder. Okay, so this is going to, let me actually erase so I have some room. Okay, so my current page that we talked about, my current page is at pgrosser.net. And then it's at CIS 17, HTML, HTML 5, and here is the page, HTML 5, more links, .html. Okay, so now I'm sitting there. This is where I'm sitting. I'm sitting right here. So I'm sitting there. So now I want to find another page. And what this page has is the name of a folder. And so starting where I am, it's going to find a directory called sub.html5. So it's finding that directory. And within that directory, it's going to find a page called file in sub.html5. That subdirectory. So what I'm basically saying is if you're here to find the next page, go to a subdirectory that's in the same folder. Okay, so go to a subdirectory that's in the same folder, and in that subdirectory you'll find a page. So I'm saying starting from where I'm sitting, go to the subfolder, and that's where you'll find that page. Okay. Now, I could have written out the whole address if I wanted to. I could have written http://www.pgrosser.net/cis17/html/html5/sub/html5, and that's where I could put in the name of the folder. So I can write the whole set if I want to, okay? But this is the ones with the .html are files. The other things are folders, okay? And then this one is simply the name of a page, and so that page is also in the folder. And so I have another page in here which is called HTML5 page. So that is also in the same folder. So in HTML5, that is both in the same folder. So here, I just have to give the folder address, and it will find it, because they're both in the same folder. Yes, no, maybe? So if I click on the first one, it goes to PGROSA 120, PFGCIS. If I click on this one, notice where it goes. Okay. It goes to this page, which is called File in Sub. So it goes to CIS 17, HTML, HTML5, Sub HTML5, and comes up with this file. Okay, so it goes down and it finds that file. And then if I go to the last one, it will simply give me the address of this. So I'm coming to right there. That's the page I'm coming to right there. And if you are taking 120, you'll see a lot of this.
121,
right. Okay, then here I've got, here are some other links. So if you go and click on my link to a file in a subfolder, there's the file, and it has some other links. Okay, so it has go from here, sitting here, far into my directories. I want to go back to my home page. So I just say, go to http://pgrosa.net, and it will bring up my index.html page. So it goes back to the beginning. And here, I am backing up one. So dot dot means back up one directory, and then you will find this. So if I'm sitting in the subdirectory and I back up one directory, I'm in HTML5. Okay, so I'm sitting here. So I'm now in this page right here, sub HTML5, file in sub. I'm sitting, this is the file that I've got open. And so I'm in the subfolder. When I back up one, I'm going to here. And when I back up to HTML5, I will find the one that says HTML5 more links. And there it is. So I back up one directory, and then I'll find that page. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. Lots of times I'm lazy, and rather than think this through, I write out the whole address. Rather than think about where I'm going from here to here to here and backing up and going forward. Because you can end up backing up a couple of directories, sitting here and then going forward a couple of directories. And by the time you've done that, it's probably easier to just write the entire address, starting with the HTTP. Okay? Questions? Okay. what I want to do next, and we've only got about 10 minutes, so we're going to get started on it and finish it Thursday, is I would like people to be able to log in to CIS Web. So, you supposedly have been sent a login, a Linux login that will let you log in. So would you please go and look up that and see if you can find it. I believe it was sent right the first week classes started. When somebody finds it, tell me what the date was that it was sent.
The
17th. The 17th? Okay. So it was sent out January 17th, and that's going to have your login information. Pardon me?
If we're taking this class again, can we use
our... I think they change them. You can certainly try it, but I think they change passwords every semester.
Yeah, I got a new one.
You got a new one?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think they change the passwords.
No, I have one. I'm just wondering where we go for it. Do we go to SysWeb? Is that what it is?
Let me close up some of the 5,000 things I have open here. And I'll probably close up that. I'm going to save this before I lose it. Okay. So to get in here, I want to go to software, which is up here. And if you click on software, it will come up with a list of software that we have available. WinSCP is what we want. So we want to go into our and find software. Okay. If you didn't log in when you first logged in to K Building Labs, you may have trouble finding this. It may not be there. In which case, Joe can come around and help you, but you're going to have to log out and log back in. And we will go over this again on Thursday, just to be sure. So I go in and I... I don't want that showing in the background. I want this showing in the background. So I've got software, and I pick WinSCP. So now I'm going to click on WinSCP. Okay? And it will come up with the host name, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And some of my handouts have the old thing on it, which is bristol.mass.edu. And that's no longer allowed. So we need bristolcc.edu. And the port is 220. And I believe they probably already have done that for you, right? They did it for me. It would be nice if they did it for you as well. Okay, so cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Is that what comes up in the host? Huh? Is that there? Okay. And then the port number is 220. So then you click on login. okay? Then you click on login. And when you click on login, it comes up and asks for your username. So type in your username. Yours has two numbers after it, mine doesn't. So type in your username. Okay. So type in your username, hit OK, then hit continue, and now type your password. So now you're typing your password. And when you do that, something should come up. Okay, why am I locked? There. Okay, when you get logged in, you should... Okay, my turn. When you get logged in, you won't see the gazillion things that I see when I get logged in. But what you should see is something that says public_HTML. Okay? public_HTML. So you want to go into that. And here's all my a gazillion directories that I have there. Let's look at Fall 19. Fall 19, I dragged over a file called first.html, and so I dragged over a folder. So I'm in public HTML. If you want to make a directory, which I had, so I made a directory, you can go to File, New, Directory, and make a directory. And then you can put your stuff in that directory. If you don't want a directory, you can just put it in public HTML. Okay? So take the page that you did and put it in public HTML. And then we are done, and we will pick up and try this again on Thursday. But I wanted people to get started.
So what are we downloading?
Just take your page, you know, that you've been working on, and upload it to public HTML. Okay, put it in the folder called public_HTML. So put it in that folder. Yeah.
So which password are we using for the login?
Linux.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I'm
just
going to
use another one. I think
that's okay. That's why we're doing it 2 days. And that's where you put in your username.
Yeah, it's all in that. You know, thing. Oh no, I have that. I mean, for now, I'm on this thing. I didn't follow along. Maybe it wasn't here yet.
I'm
looking for
software. I'm sorry, you have to log in.
Should have went in software. I didn't have it.
In my world, you can just type it in. They apparently decided to freeze that. So you have to do it here. And then continue.
So,
I'm going to go to the next one.
I think she said Linux. I thought that's what she said, right? She said, or is it SQL? What password was it?
Linux.
Okay. And then we will talk about how to access it and see it on the web server. Beginning of this pod on Thursday and do it over again just to make sure everybody's logging in. Okay.
So I have a question for you. I kind of messed up and I don't think I saved my notepad file that we were just working on. And because I was just like, I don't know, the first one I didn't originally save that I did all like fresh.
Do you have anyone with an HTML?
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Okay, I can just throw up anything. Because I used like copy and paste, like the one that we were just doing today, just to add pictures.
Right.
I stole yours and then
that's
add
fine.
My own picture.
We just want to have something up there because
okay.
I'm going to then show you how to bring it up in a browser on Thursday.
Okay.
So you got to have something to bring up.
Okay.
So public HTML?
In public HTML, yes.
So yes, that makes it, right?
It's just saying be careful.
I'm saying never showing this again, okay?